If you're going on a picnic with a special someone this summer, be sure to pack the watermelon and chili peppers. Lore has it those foods are good for your love life. Tanya English of member station WHYY investigates the enduring allure of aphrodisiacs.
So what do we know about the power of food to rev up sex drive? Not much. Researcher Dolores Lam hasn't seen any compelling evidence that any particular food can intensify desire.
Science has not figured out what determines sexual attraction. If we knew the answer to that, we probably would be richer than Pfizer after they invented Viagra.
Lam leads the Center for Reproductive Medicine at Baylor University. She knows all about the intricacies of male plumbing. But sexual motivation is likely psychological, Lam says. It's the brain that jumpstarts libido. Still, seems like there has to be something to that idea that ginger stirs up lust or that hot peppers make you hot.
Probably for some folks they do, and it's certainly fun to try.
Lam says there's no single food that boosts male hormones, but some legendary aphrodisiacs do have an active chemical here or a trace nutrient there. Watermelon, for instance, it's juicy and red, and it contains the amino acid citrulline. The nutrient is healthy for erectile tissue in both men and women, but there's not enough of it to make any difference in the bedroom. Now, let's consider chili peppers.
You get kind of a chill down the back of your neck and kind of a tingly good sensation.
The chemical capsaicin in a jalapeno raises your metabolism and releases feel-good endorphins. Susanna Mayer, a clinical sexologist in Philadelphia, says she's felt that tingle.
Maybe while you were eating those hot peppers, your brain goes, oh, I had a similar experience, except I was with my lover. And so you start making those associations.
There's not a lot of research on aphrodisiacs, but Mayer conducted her own unscientific survey in her adult sex ed class. It's called the Erotic Literary Salon.
I asked them, had anybody ever experienced the effects of food that was considered an aphrodisiac? Not one hand went up.
People at the discussion group said they have gotten turned on while watching an intimate partner eat. And that suggests a whole different category of aphrodisiacs, foods that remind us of our anatomy. For example, avocados, they have a creamy center, and they grow in pairs, literally two globes of ripe, low-hanging fruit. Nutritionist and food scientist Kathy Capica says sexual innuendo may be the most important active ingredient in an aphrodisiac. The big thing that love foods have in common, she says, is that they were once considered rare or expensive. Think about champagne, dark chocolate, saffron, and oysters.
When do you eat oysters? Usually when you go out, it's a special occasion. You're with that special someone, maybe you order oysters to impress them.
Oysters are also a good source of zinc, and zinc is important to sperm production. So it makes sense then that oysters have a body reputation. But Capica says that doesn't make it science.
They don't have any superpower that's going to make you a super lover.
But you know, it's fun to try.
Hi, I'm talking English.
So sexologist Susanna Mayer and I headed to the Oyster House. It's a swanky raw bar in Philadelphia.
I'm just dipping this into this wonderful sauce here. Oh, this is delicious.
So just like the scientist, the sexologist says the power of an aphrodisiac is mostly about anticipation. For NPR News, I'm Tanya English in Philadelphia.